The cage opened Friday night in Landover. Restricted to the pocket all camp, Malik Willis scrambled twice for 9 yards and steered a 14-play opening drive to a touchdown, going 4 of 5 through the air in Miami's 20-7 preseason opening loss to the Commanders. In July, we said Miami's season was an audition. $45 million guaranteed handed to a 6-start quarterback so the franchise could buy information nobody else has. And last Sunday, we called it confirmed because the experiment was running as designed. The staff had caged Willis's legs in team drills to force the pocket answer, the arm was winning practices, and the interception ledger stayed honest. We left 2 watch items, Willis's first live game reps, and whether the pocket-only restriction would survive into gameplay, and Friday answered both. Miami lost its preseason opener to the Washington Commanders 20-7, and the final score may be the least useful fact on the tape. The useful fact is the first drive. Willis started, held the field for 14 plays and more than 7 minutes, 93 yards by the Commanders' own accounting, 91 by SI's All Dolphins, and closed it with a Devon Akane touchdown run, part of Akane's 39-yard night on 7 carries. The passing line was tiny and clean, 4 of 5 with no turnovers and a 102.5 rating by Dolphins. On SI's math, the yardage logged at 43 there and 45 at Pro Football Talk. 3 of the 4 completions went to Malik Washington, the camp chemistry arriving on film. Jeff Hafley called his quarterback extremely composed and very accurate, and the operation very clean, very, very clean, per Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk. Alex Velasquez at Dolphins on SI supplied the calibration we'll adopt. Nothing was particularly flashy. 1 series, 5 throws, then the hook, a small sample, and also precisely the film this audition needed first. And the cage opened. Willis scrambled twice for 9 yards, the second run drawing a horse collar penalty on Washington's Byron Cowart that set up first and goal at the 2, per Dolphins on SI. The restriction had already loosened at Wednesday's joint practice in Ashburn, where the team's own notebook had him breaking contain on several scramble runs. A chain blessed the change, per Pro Football Talk. It was also great to see him use his legs and run. It's different when you got a QB that's dual and can make plays. The ledger keeps its other column, though. At that same joint practice, Willis threw a pick 6 to Commanders corner Mike Sainristal, a play Washington's own site called the play of the day, and the Washington beat's read was that its front pressured Miami's quarterbacks all afternoon, with a Tyreek Hill reception, the only explosive allowed. Then the starters left, and the evening became a depth audit that failed. Quinn Ewers went 1 of 8 by Dolphins talks and Heavy's count. The Commanders site had it 1 of 9. With an interception, Heavy described as thrown to an area where no receiver was positioned. Third quarterback Cam Miller went 3 of 11 with 2 more picks. Together, the backups completed 4 of 19 with 3 interceptions, and Miami went scoreless the final 30-plus minutes, finishing with 226 total yards and 3 turnovers. Yahoo's recap called the depth definitely concerning, with not a lot of time to fix some of the issues, and per Heavy citing Omar Kelly at the Miami Herald, the front office now faces pressure to add a veteran behind Willis, with roughly $16 million in cap space. Ewers's pick-a-day camp streak carrying straight into the stadium settles one of our running threads the wrong way. The depth flickers were scattered. Rookie receiver Caleb Douglas one-handed a 28-yard catch through defensive pass interference after an earlier mental error. Corner Chris Johnson nearly picked a pass in the end zone, and Max Llewellyn and Matthew Butler shared a sack, per Yahoo. The camp file, briskly. Greg Dulcich is resolved, out of the red no-contact jersey and a full participant as of Monday, per Dolphins talk. Austin Jackson's day-to-day status drew no reporting we can attribute this week. Meanwhile, Charlie Heck was a little better in tackle one-on-ones, and still, in Dolphins talk's telling, an issue overall, while rookie guard DJ Campbell has been playing well with the second unit. The joint practice's defensive standouts read like the rebuild's future. Rookie linebacker Jacob Rodriguez all over the field, Chop Robinson a regular presence in the backfield, and the Jordan Phillips, Kenneth Grant, and Zeke Biggers trio stout against the run, per the team notebook. Hafley's line after his first game as a head coach, "It's not about me, this was about our team tonight," per Dolphins talk, fits the culture file this staff keeps building. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. The audition produced its first live evidence on schedule, the caged variable was released and immediately useful, and the collapse behind Willis only sharpens how completely this season is about one player's file. What would change it? Whether Miami actually spends that cap space on a veteran backup, and whether Willis's second exhibition extends the sample past 1 drive. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.